Hey, All Work No Play listeners, this is Sam Riegel. All Work No Play may have wrapped season two, but it's more important than ever to stay connected. With that in mind, welcome to AWNP Unplugged, a spinoff show and podcast where myself and best buddy Liam O'Brien check in on each other and occasionally other friends from a safe distance. You can watch AWNP Unplugged every other Tuesday on twitch.tv/criticalrole at 7 p.m. Pacific. Or you can listen to the audio version of the show the following Tuesday right here on the All Work No Play podcast feed. Well, okay, let's get to checking in.
The following contains discussions surrounding COVID-19. We understand that not everyone is in a place to talk about or hear discussions surrounding this very real issue. Please do what feels best for your well-being and heart during this uneasy time. Take care of yourselves, and don't forget to love each other.
Okay, show begins. We've started the show.
Is that how we do it?
Yep, that's how we do it. We
start the show, we put the slate in the actual show now.
Yes. Okay. And show start.
Well, welcome back, Sam Riegel.
Hi, Liam Oberon.
To our show, AWNP Unpeed. The P edition.
That's right. I'm scrolling through. This is what I do at the top of every show before we start going. Because we talk about like what's going on in our lives. Which is not a lot.
No, not much.
Because we're locked in, locked up. I don't know about the rest of the country, but we in California are experiencing a surge of the virus. So we're back locked up again.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to talk about like the last couple. We don't have to, but we choose to talk about the last couple days of our lives, right, Liam?
And
so what
the whole purpose of the show.
Yeah, I always open up my phone and
We're doing all the pre-show stuff in the actual show.
Yeah, I scroll through to see like what was I doing 2 days ago?
I'm going to go shut the door to my office now during the show. I'll be right back, guys.
This is we're giving you guys a peek behind the curtain at how the sausage is made. This behind me, this is a green screen. It is not a fancy wine cellar like you thought it was. Poof, now it's a green screen. Poof, now it's a fancy wine cellar again. But I scroll through the photos, the picture roll, the camera roll on my phone to find out what I did the last couple days.
Oh, that's interesting.
Nothing.
You didn't do anything?
No, nothing worth taking a picture of.
What?
Nothing worth taking a picture of.
Oh, boy. That dead air is gold. Mine is just pictures of my dog.
Mine
it's just
is, too.
10,000 pictures of my dog.
This is a blurry one of my dog.
Oh, I got one. Hold on. Here's a blurry picture.
My dog ripped apart
of my
stuffed
dog.
Animal.
Look, that's him with... Look, there's you on green screen.
Oh, no.
Quality. This is quality.
This is entertainment.
Man, we don't know what we're doing. That's a cute dog. Guys, we are month 37 in this pandemic, and it shows no sign of stopping. California is on the cutting edge of having way too high numbers and way too many infections, and there's many states that are having a big problem. Hey, if you're going to the store, wear a mask.
Yeah.
If you're going most places, wear a mask.
That's not controversial. That is common sense. And it shouldn't be.
Has been the whole time.
Because you're just being courteous to your friends and your neighbors, and you're just protecting the world from your gross diseases and your germs, man.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yep. And sometimes when you smile really wide, it's a little unsettling. So wearing a mouth cover occasionally
helps a lot.
Children at ease. I love your smile.
Thank you. And I love yours as well. But what? We're back. We're back for more UNP. And Liam, you're seeming a little chipper today. How are you doing?
Well, I had a really good day until about an hour before this show when the wall started to cave in around me and like I had a good purchase on things, but I started falling behind on one thing and trying to help my daughter with another and doing it badly. And I just got the dog to sleep just in time to come over here to be here with you.
That's a success. I call that a success.
It is. It is. I achieved one thing, which is to arrive here today. How was your day?
My day was the same as always. I spent about 25 minutes in my pool today. My 12-foot-wide pool. My 12-foot-wide above ground inflatable pool.
You really did it?
I got a great pool from Amazon.
It's like a balloon. It inflates.
Well, you inflate the top, like the ring on the top, and that floats. And the water itself keeps the shape of the pool. It's basically a giant, nylon bag. Not nylon. I guess I don't know. Vinyl. There's a giant vinyl bag of water, and the rim floats. So it takes the shape of a pool. And I figured out how to do like laps in it, even though it's only 12 feet wide and it's
you
a circle.
Did laps in a 12 foot wide vinyl bag?
Well, I don't actually swim.
Okay.
I kind of, my hands are on the floor, but my feet are kicking. And I kind of walk around in circles.
I mean, it must be great for your kids though, right?
They love it.
Of course they do. Of course.
They love it. I love it too. It's great. Uh-huh. I'm a pool owner.
is Rigatoni a swimmer?
No, he hates the water.
Did you
hates
try?
It. I tried. Yeah, he hates it. How about a little Spriggy?
We don't have a pool and he's had very little. The only experience.
You're giving him a bath? Yes.
I've given him a couple of baths. The first one, he was scared to death. The second one, he just kind of tolerated it. My favorite moment with water with Sprig was bringing him out to take a duker in the middle, early in the morning, but still dark. And we walked right out into the lawn in the back and the sprinklers came on both of us. So I was dancing around with the dog and danced out of the way. And he looked like he did not know what the fuck had just happened. He looked so scared and sad and betrayed and looked at his father and said, how could you let this happen to me? And I had no good answer to him. He can't speak English though, so it's okay.
No. Man, I wonder if Omar likes water. If there was some way that we could find out.
That's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible.
We'll never know.
Anyway, I love catching up with you, Liam. Mm-hmm.
Did someone name my dog?
What?
We were just getting ready to end the episode. Welcome, Marisha Ray.
Wow, you guys, thank you. If you say my dog's name, I arrive, but not mine.
Welcome to this show that you made.
It's the weirdest Candyman ever.
I mean, you guys made it, and then I made it, and then you guys made it again. And then
That's
I
true.
Made it again.
Kind of also,
so it's good.
We also constantly unmake it. So thank you for remaking it week after week, every other week after week.
By week after week?
In the lamp,
Every in fortnight.
In the lamp behind you while we were pretending like we couldn't see you already, it's full of color. And I can't tell, are those the status rings that we use in the game?
They are not. It's actually a cooler story, though. That is filled with a bunch of origami paper cranes that a critter did send to us back when we were still first year, like Geek and Sundry early days.
Sent to you in a lamp or just loosey-goosey?
Like loosey-goosey in a box. Okay. And it was kind of part of that the foot of the holiday where you make like 1,000 cranes.
Christmas.
I don't know.
Halloween.
Is that a holiday?
I think it.
Thanksgiving.
Is it an Asian holiday?
I think, yeah. Okay. I don't know culture. I don't want to say something and then be wrong.
We're definitely offending people. Is it Tet? Is it Tet? Is that what? When do the? I'm going to Google it.
Okay, Google it.
We Google it.
But they're also, it's super cute and it's like a 1,000 cranes and they're all filled with like positive affirmations and compliments and it was one of the critter gifts to me. And then I found this like super awesome lamp that you can cut, like it's got like a cork top and you can fill it with stuff. So I think, you know.
So you filled your light with light. That's lovely.
Yeah. It's great. I love it. I've had it there for a while. It's one of my favorite critter gifts that I've ever gotten. So shout out to that team.
I also like your giant Cerebro X-Man wall behind you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I looked it up on Google.
Yeah.
And there's, by the way, help me come up with search terms because I can't come up with any.
Paper crane holiday?
And I didn't come up, I didn't find anything. Paper crane holiday? This is amazing television right now.
We could talk about other things. Marisha.
No, this is it. This is the show.
Oh, I thought he had found it, but no, he was just being indignant.
No, this is the whole show right here. No, keep going, guys.
Let's rewind a ways because we've been at this for a while, even though the three of us talked about this show via text for the first time 200 years ago.
Yeah.
But we haven't had you on the show until way, 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 way later. So we've been trapped in our homes, getting tons of things delivered, civil unrest, increasing plague, all kinds of insanity in the world.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
the fuck are you?
Such a loaded question in 2020. Ah,
you could almost
anybody?
Answer in stages. You could answer what it was like in the beginning, and then
you
in the
really
middle
could.
Part.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you really could. Yeah, I mean, it's probably no secret that I've had my head buried in trying to bring back content for our show and develop content for our show or for our channel. Sorry, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know production anymore. It's been that long in quarantine. Yeah, it does. It feels like every day I've almost gotten really, I think our production team is going to end up being the most even killed, chill, can take on anything team once we're out of this, because every day it's like, what's new today? Curfew. The entire city is locking
down.
Yeah,
the curfew. That's right.
Cool. Okay, well, let's just see how we can navigate this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything has been... every day is an adventure. Every day is an adventure.
There mm-hmm. were multiple moments where you guys got things set up and ready to go, and then the world went, nah. And then you yep. had to start over from scratch. Multiple
yeah.
times.
Multiple times. Multiple times. Whether it was the coronavirus or... Yeah, civil unrest, just our own mental health and well-being.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it. You know, I think sometimes people get such a wall with their entertainment that they forget that there are the people the real people making yeah. that entertainment mm-hmm. are also in this with you. And we're undergoing all of this. So
yeah,
that's been...
they've been amazing. And it's hard to... like, we haven't seen them
yeah.
very much or at all. So it's hard to, like, feel like we're going through this together with the production team, even though, like, we talk to them on Zoom and we see them at the beginnings and ends of these shoots that we do.
Yeah.
But they're really going through a lot to make these little snippets of shows happen. And like you said, there are people and they're going through stuff. People have gotten stuff stolen. People have had to move. People, like, there's stuff going on with our production staff. They're persevering. They're hardcore awesome.
Yeah. It's
yeah. almost made me want to learn their names.
You dick. You know he knows their names, everybody.
In the middle of all this, even though, like, we talk about, you know, some serious stuff in the show too, but we're also trying to be light and fun, and it's challenging making light and fun content when every day is a struggle for everybody in front of the camera, behind the camera. And thank
yeah.
you. There's team members watching right now. We wouldn't be here.
Oh, they don't watch
you.
Our show. It's like
some of them are forced to. Some of them yeah. are forced to.
Yeah.
But Sam
some of
and
them
my
have
contact,
to watch it too much.
Sam and my contact yeah. with them is limited, but you guys, Marisha, you and the team are like a wolf pack, and you guys meet every day. You talk every day. You're in each other's pockets, blowing each other's phones up constantly. So thank you for helming, and thank you for this,
and the other
for getting
stuff
us back
done.
At the table.
Yeah.
It was wild. I feel like it truly hit me because, I mean, there was so much emotion getting back into the studio and we were building out the show. And, I mean, we had talked about this for weeks, and just the meetings and the conversations that were just going on for hours, because we were, as we kept saying, we were trying to plan for the known unknowns and then trying to leave room for the unknown unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a plethora of all of them. So getting back into the studio was so emotional, but then it was wild because I was having entire conversations with Chris, our sound guy Chris, and never saw him once because he was in another he was in another room in another part of the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we bricked him into a wall, Cask of Amontillado style.
Yes,
so
yes.
There's one brick missing, and
yeah.
you can slide food in there, so he's okay.
For sure. If we're lucky, Nick Cage will find him in 10 years. But yeah, so it was wild because for the most part, we were doing this show without really making any face-to-face contact with our crew that was in the building. So it's an emotional experience from top to bottom. I mean, I know Travis, I was just watching Travis's episode.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about just how emotional it was for all of us to be back in there on that tech rehearsal day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's
definitely choked up.
Yeah. But
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little slice of normal again.
Uh huh.
Yeah. In normal in a weird way.
Yeah. Different and the same, but different.
I think that's what it's going to be. It feels. I'm so deeply fucking proud of all of the content that the team has managed to pull off and that we've done during this time. But there will always be this little part of it in the back of my head that says, you're doing this because of Corona. You're doing this. There's a pandemic. Mm-hmm. There's the world is burning. Ah. So it's like there's. It's a little bittersweet in some ways.
Are you able to focus on your performance as Beauregard Lionette? Or are you like constantly looking at the production elements as you're going?
You know, that's kind of always been a thing.
Well, yeah.
Where I'll kind of, there'll be light cues that I know are coming, or I know tech issues that are happening, so I'm kind of always have a little bit of that in the back of my head, mm-hmm. Where I'm looking at it and thinking about it critically. But also I do that in fucking movies. I can't.
Yeah, that's true. When you work in the entertainment industry, you start to see things that
differently. Like, yeah.
My wife sees things in TV shows and movies all the time that I don't even see. Just like, oh, where's that light coming from? Huh?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. That's not where the sun was a second ago. And I'm like, what? Yeah. What are you talking about?
And
we're the worst people to go to movies with, by the way. We're not fucking fun because we're like, oh, did you just notice how long that entire one take was? That was like the past light. And they're like, shut up. I don't care.
And all of us who spend so much time on the microphone will watch a movie and go, that's ADR. He didn't say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's Roger's voice coming out of that dude's mouth.
Yeah. Fake. Or listening to the radio and hearing. Like clicking and stuff, and you're like,
murderous, or little breaths, little,
yeah,
yeah.
Kills I remember me. Hearing a celebrity once in a radio commercial. I won't throw them under the bus, but I listened to it and went, oh my god, that must have been a mess. I can hear edits every 5 seconds. That thing was Frankenstein together like nobody's business. So somebody came in, was a trash fire, probably did 20 takes, and then they piecemeal put it together.
Ruined.
Right.
Yeah.
So I can't have nice things because of coronavirus. So we're trapped at home. You've been trapped at home and you've been working very hard and we're grateful for that. But let's talk about what you've been doing to not lose your mind or to lose your mind as little as possible. Have you been taking care of you, friend?
You don't have to have a full list of anything, but just like, are you an exerciser? Are you a book reader? Are you a video gamer or a TV player?
Yeah. I love playing TVs. One of my favorite pastimes. Could hear the sounds I get out of those tubes. I love exercising. I hate working out. I'm one of those people. I have to have a goal. I have to have a task. I have to have a skill that I have to get better at, or else I'm just like, I am lifting heavy things.
You did some roller skating, right?
So I feel like that feels like a quarantine purchase so deeply. Like, I decided to purchase some roller skates and get into roller skating, in which, in the time that I was doing it, I might have busted my hand.
Ooh.
In kind of wrist.
Ooh, you didn't have the wrist guard things?
Hubris. I did this at home on my back patio after I had taken off the wrist guards. So I had taken off my pads and my wrist guards first, but not my skates. And then my phone rang with a business call and I got distracted. Geez. And then I ate it and that was great.
Is
and then
I also hurt? Like, are you hurt still?
There, I can't, like, if I try to stretch or like do like a downward dog, mm-hmm. you know, yoga, I don't think it's right.
Oh no.
Oh, off. It's off.
It might be a little off.
Have you collected your first injury of your life that you will carry with you forever?
Yeah. I mean, this is bad news.
You might have.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
No. I
don't know. You're not 22 anymore.
No. I'm not saying it's not the first. I have.
Oh, okay.
I hurt myself all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do they stay with you for, like, when Liam and I injure ourselves, if I may, that's it. It's a permanent thing. Yeah. Like, I hurt my back before we shot the Travis Willingham name drop episode. My son gave me a core body workout and I hurt my back. It is weeks later, still hurts, and it will for weeks.
Okay. Sorry about your injury. Your son gave you a core body workout. Your eight-year-old, right?
He's hardcore. He does like 2 or 3 hours of working out almost every day for gymnastics over Zoom.
Still in the house?
In the garage, we set up Zoom for him, and he does gymnastics workouts like 3 or 4 days a week. Yeah,
I saw him on that pommel horse on one of those booty nights.
Oh yeah, he comes into for those of you who don't know, much of the cast of Critical Role joins Matt and Marisha and dances to Booty LA or Booty. Is it Booty LA or is it Booty World now?
Booty Mashup. Then they had individual clubs, but I guess now they're global. Now it's on Twitch, it's global. So
and
yeah.
my kids join us for these dance parties at night.
And you guys, it is the best. It's the best. I love it when your kids come in. They're always so sweet. Every time they come in, I'm like, ooh, are they about to start playing Short Dick Man? Oh, what are they? Oh, this is booty music. Care. You don't know. But it's the best. I love them.
My son always asks, like, the next day, like, did your friends think that I danced well? Like, did they say I was a good dancer and stuff like that? And I'm like, yeah, they really liked
It's the best. I love them.
This is an answer to our question, though. Like, you guys have danced. I've only been once or twice. But you guys, I think, without fail, every week have danced on a Friday night.
For the most part, there's been a few weeks that it hasn't felt right, you know, after when the protests were really thick in the protests. Yep. And after that first week after George Floyd was murdered, it was like, nah, done.
You don't always want to dance.
Yeah,
didn't, you know. But then it was actually, honestly, it's been an amazing experience because the first night that we joined the raid dance room or the dance commander dance room, which is because Booty often has dance teams, and then so they'll make their own Zoom dance rooms.
Okay.
That anyone can join.
Got it.
And they'll blast it out in the chat, and anyone can jump into these dance rooms. And so it was earlier, I don't know, 20 years ago in quarantine, and we're like, all right, let's try it out. Let's jump in. And you see all these people just dancing in their living rooms, having the time of their lives, and then you start realizing this person, there's sunlight. It's still light outside over here.
Oh, wow. They're all over the place.
And this person, there's a cityscape and then the sun is setting. Where are they? So we started like jumping on Zoom chat and we were like, hey, so-and-so, where are you? The person who was in the cityscape was on their balcony in Tokyo. And it was starting to become dinner time. And they're like, we're just having our glass of wine before dinner. And then the person that it was sunrise, they were in like Germany or something like that. And it was, you know, still daylight outside. So it was this like true moment. There were people from New Zealand, from Australia, like everywhere. This true moment where it was like, this shit is global. This shit is...
That's so cool.
And so that was amazing to just have this kind of moment of feeling like connected with people who are in quarantine across the globe. Mm. You know, people trying to behave across the globe, and that was really heartening.
That's cool. And also, I mean, there's nothing good about this moment in world history. But the interesting part of it is the virus and the precautions that we're taking, but also the protests and Black Lives Matter and all this stuff that's happening in the world. It's like we all have an opportunity to experience these things together in a way that we never have before. Like, we're going through all of these things together, but yeah, we're not, because we're in our houses.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird dichotomy. Like, I mean, the Black Lives Matter protests and stuff, they're still going on as they should. And I still feel weirdly connected to them. Like, when I see a protest in St. Louis or wherever, like, I still feel like I'm connected to it, even though I'm not at all. And I'm not leaving my house, but it's just such a weird moment in history. I wonder what it'll be like to look back on this.
Well, also, as hard as it is, and it is hard, it's fascinating to see the ways that human spirit, you know, tries to lift up. And you're seeing activism like you haven't seen for decades, with people on the streets every day. It's amazing. And it took, I don't know, there's something in the air, maybe with the fact of how raw and hard planet Earth is, that people didn't want to take that shit anymore and took to the streets. I don't know. But
yeah,
things like you dancing with people in Tokyo and people fighting for what matters, and the way that we are reconnecting with our families because we are glued together, and, you know, all these things that we're doing. So it's, you know, it's, listen, I have a moment every fucking day, if not multiple moments, where I'm like, how can I do this another day? But I'm also amazed by people every day, be it like something I'm reading about in a news story or something that one of my own friends has done. There's inspiration to be found.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll look back at this moment when we get to the other side of it, and go, well, I fucking survived that.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll take some things with us into the next era. Like this thing, Marisha, you're talking about, like, this global connection, you know, I hope that part of that stays around.
I do too. And I know, Booty has mentioned as much, and so have other people. Like, it does kind of start turning into this adapt or die type of circumstance. So you have to figure it out. And that means that people across the seas, people who might not have, people in rural areas, because Booty is normally relegated to cities, mm-hmm, now have the joy in participating in this and doing this that they might not have done before, that Booty and a lot of these other places were forced into in order for them to survive. So, yeah, I mean, Matt and I get tweets all the time of people that are like, thank you so much for introducing us to Booty. This has been such a bright spot and a highlight of my week, and I feel like I'm a part of something. And like, if we can share the joy of Booty mashups with, oh my goodness, come here, you guys want to see him, because is, I could hear him coming.
Oh, it's the one you talk about, the dogs, and there he is.
Look at this little man.
I'm looking at the view counter is going up. It's going up.
Goodness.
It's going up.
Look,
it's up.
At this,
we just added 1,000 viewers.
What, you were, oh, you want dad? You want dad?
Look at that little pile of butterscotch.
Look at
He's
him.
He's a waffle. He's a peanut butter cookie. I'm going to eat him.
No, wait, let me see. I like to say, speaking of Booty, twerk it. Twerk it. Twerk it.
Don't fire that cannon.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I stopped roller skating and exercising when I got a puppy.
Yeah.
Who needs that? Oh, I know.
Omar. Omar.
I know. I love you.
Are you, do you guys, do you and Matt, do you guys take turns walking? Do you walk together? Do you walk the dog?
We walk together.
Okay.
Yes, he's such a good puppy. He's such a good dog. He walks and he came preloaded with fetch in return. Oh. I don't know. He got a new patch update and he's already like poo-pooing and peeing outside. He's super good at that. And I taught him how to give kisses. Liam experienced this in our recent Sprig and second, Omar play date.
Second puppy play date, which has been a bright spot. The last 2 weeks we've gotten together in a park and our dogs just fucking wrestle and they don't stop. But then they do. They take a 5 minute break going, and then they wrestle some more and they don't stop.
But they're both like equally matched. Like one's not too aggressive or too.
Sprig's a little more aggressive.
Oh, okay.
Omar is an angel and Sprig is Lucifer. He is a fucking troublemaker.
He's sweet. He's just a puppy. And he can be sweet. Omar is Caduceus Clay. Omar is just.
Yeah.
He is beyond chill. Yeah. So I think Sprig is the normal one in this one. And.
Sprig, yeah. The last time we got together, the second time we got together, just like bared his teeth and they would wrestle. And I brought my daughter along too. And she would try to take him out of the fracas. And he'd be like, and Omar's just like, okay, we're going to wrestle. Boom, boom.
Omar's been growing. Like, how much does Omar weigh now?
He got his boosters this weekend, the last of his boosters. And his little puppy checkups, and he was 8 pounds.
Okay, and then Sprig is still hovering around 4 or 5.
No, he's probably chasing 7 at this point.
Oh, that's big for Sprig.
He doesn't have much further to go though. Like he will max out at 11 pounds if he's lucky.
When I took Omar to the vet 2 weeks ago, because this was his 2 week follow up, he was 6 pounds. So he had put on a pound a week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just like me.
But those puppies, they are puppies, are cousins, and they are fucking dynamite together. And I don't know if we'll get together every week, but it's going to be a regular thing.
That's amazing.
I want to get together with your dog as well.
Yes.
I want to mask up and go walking where you go walking.
Yes. I want to meet Rig.
Rigatoni is, he is the goodest boy, and... We go on long walks. He's got short legs, but he loves to walk long distances. I took him on a walk this morning. I got lost in my own neighborhood. I was like, let's go explore some new street. And it was a dead end. And I turned again. And then I was like, oh, I'm not in my neighborhood anymore. I'm somewhere else. And he loved it, though. He was energized the whole way through. I think we walked for almost 3 miles.
Whoa.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Normally when I try to walk Sprigfirth, he will walk like half a block and then stop. He wants to eat everything. And he smells mushrooms in people's lawns and tries to yank them out. So I end up picking him up.
Little
and putting
truffle
him
pig.
He's a truffle pig. But I end up putting him in this side satchel. We're such a dog family now. I have a side satchel bag that I can carry him in, like a purse on me.
You also have a stroller.
A stroller that we push him along in.
Sure.
But then he surprised us.
Are you going to get him a little Louis Vuitton collar?
I'm really interested in like superhero outfits and costumes.
Yes, yes.
We'll get into that. But he surprised us. We went to Griffith Park, and I thought like, well, he's not going to get that far. We'll just let him sniff trees. Dude, he hiked to the top of Griffith Park. We went to the observatory.
Amazing.
Held him up like it was the Lion King off the side of the cliff.
I'm first-time dog owner here. My dog shivers when it drops below 68 degrees outside. do I have to buy him a sweater or something? Like, he's not equipped for sub-room temperatures.
Didn't you say your dog also prefers like frogois or whatever you try to feed it?
He really is picky with food. We have three kinds of wet food: turducken, chicken, and lamb. He will only eat the lamb because he has taste like me.
Right.
It's amazing how your projections can really imprint on people.
Yep.
Sam, here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to get a shirt or a sweater for Rigatoni, but I want you to spend the next month or so collecting the goofiest faces of Omar that Marisha shares,
oh,
and then
that's
print
a great
them
idea.
on the sweater for your dog.
Oh no.
Oh, that's a
like
great
father,
idea.
Like for son. Oh no.
Yes.
I gotta do this. You gotta send me some derpy pictures.
Like Omar does some crazy stuff with his eyes, like where the whites go like so much bigger than the eyeball itself. Mostly in panic when he's running from my dog.
Oh yes.
That's amazing.
So this is a dog show now.
Yes. Yeah. All about dogs.
Mm. All woof, no play. So getting back to our question 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Exercise.
Yeah. Oh, right.
You do some skating.
Right. I did some skating until I got a dog.
That's right.
And then
is there anything else that you like to do that you find yourself at the end of every day? Sort of like, is there a show that's on now that you and Matt are enjoying together? Or are you into transcendental meditation?
Tube and throat singing?
No, I wish I was that, I had that good of self-care, but I'm really bad at it. What are we doing right now? Well, okay, so as we all know, The Last of Us 2 came out.
I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game I'll never play, but I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. I had really never gotten through, like, the first stage. I hadn't ventured that far into the first Last of Us. So I've been trying to smash through the first one. And Matt's been kind of watching me. But we, you know, we like to play the video games together. Mm-hmm. So we've had...
That's a single-player game, right?
Yes.
So you're playing on your own and Matt is playing on his own?
No, I'm playing and he's watching in this case. Ah. So sometimes that'll happen. Like whenever he plays The Witcher, I just watch. I don't really get that into or Dark Souls or Demon Souls or any of the Souls games. I'm like, that looks like so much fun.
Have fun, honey.
Uh-huh. I'll watch. And then Matt Mercer, let me tell you guys something.
Spill the tea.
Matt.
Spill it, girl.
Matt Mercer is the sweetest. He can probably hear me through the door. He's probably like, the sweetest, calm, most patient, empathetic human being until a video game starts fucking him over.
Oh.
There has never been an argument that we have had. There's never been a social confrontation. There has never been anything outside of video game fuckery that pisses him off.
Has he ever thrown a controller?
He's never done that. He's rage quit. Mm-hmm. He does.
He stormed out of the room.
He will rage quit. He gets real quiet and he just walks over and turns off the game and then goes, I think I'm done for a while. And then we'll just like, leave.
And we'll have to
walk it off. Yeah.
That Yasha rage.
Yeah, yes.
Wow. Oh. All yes. over Animal Crossing.
Cold
wow.
heat.
It's doing fucking bells.
I mean, the terraforming in Animal Crossing is kind of a bitch and is enough to drive you mad. But, So sometimes when he's playing like a Witcher or Dark Souls or Demon Souls, my entertainment comes from watching the game and watching him and his response to it all. And it's nom 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 popcorn. Yes. It's great.
Well, it's thank great. God he has that pressure valve.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
That sounds it's like great. my 8-year-old child
when
he plays FIFA.
Oh, he plays FIFA?
Yeah, we play FIFA now. We got FIFA.
Because he's into soccer, right?
He's into sports and stuff. And like I said, working out. And he's just ripped and super macho. But anyway.
Even your sports, though, are very sophisticated in your life. Sam Riegel.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he's into gymnastics.
Ball. And yeah. I like the idea
he's
of
into
Sam,
polo.
Like, Sam storming into his son's room and going, listen to me. You're going to like a cappella. You're going to practice a cappella. No, son of mine.
Yes. Your kid is buff.
Yeah,
I was I was going to say, though, we do... So, okay, as a co-op game, it's hard. It's hard to find good couch co-op games that Matt and I haven't played yet. So we're like, all right, what's a good one? You guys should do a quick Google search for Dragon's Crown Pro. Search Dragon's Crown Sorceress.
Dragon's Crown Sorceress.
Yeah,
Pro?
Just search that. Just search Dragon's Crown, Sorceress.
Okay. You don't want Dragon's Crown Insight. Light or Dragon's Crown Free. You want
well,
Dragon's Crown.
Yeah, I did the free trial, yeah.
I think it's like an upgraded, I don't know. But what? I don't know why. Pro.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh, wow. That's a busty Sorceress. I mean, she's very powerful.
Yeah. So we started playing this game.
Okay. Oh, wow.
You should search for the Barbarian. That's who Matt's playing.
Okay, I'm going to look up Barbarian.
Here's the thing. Great game.
Oh, wow. That's a big axe. It's a large axe. There's a GIF. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There's a GIF. Wow, that's not a lot of abs.
I think that I think that Chris Lockie on our team has extolled the virtues of this game before, if I'm remembering correctly.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's a good game. So it's like a side-scrolling kind of fantasy beat-em-up type of situation. The story is non-existent, but it, as like a couch co-op, it's actually the gameplay is pretty good. And then you get, you know, nice weird boob physics. So many weird boob physics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do they play into the to the plot of the game? Like, can you use these boob physics?
Of course not.
Oh, okay. It's just for fun. And fun.
Well, no, that's not true. You can run and, like, hip check somebody with your, you know, your dope ass. You can, like, hip check somebody and then they can take damage.
Nice.
Yeah, so they're...
I'm sure I don't know why you say of course not. It seems like there's 1,000 games like that.
As Sam, you would know, in comedy, as we say, it double crosses the line.
Ooh.
So it's like so ridiculous. It's funny.
It's a spoof of itself.
It's a kind of a spoof. Yeah.
I love it.
I hear it compared to The Last of Us all the time.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, in chat, we know at the first mention of Last of Us 2, there was some haters in the chat. It's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. It's all good. It's fine. We get it. We support our friends, and we love our Laura Bailey, and we love our Ashley the Johnson, and we're going to play the game, and we're going to love it.
They're so good.
They're brilliant in it. I'm like a third of the way, I think, through number two right now. But the hating and the complaining, like, hate it, fine. But it just seems like everybody's aunt in a restaurant going, I did not like this burger. Bring out the manager. Like, maybe don't get another burger here.
Yeah, burger. If you spend your free time being that incensed about a video game... I don't know, maybe get another hobby or play another video game or get a puppy.
Yeah.
Get a puppy, guys.
Get a puppy.
Totally.
It's great.
Totally.
It's great. But don't, you know, fuck with our friends.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with our friends.
Shit just got real. Boy, it is such a beautiful game.
Defensive of our friends.
Well, they're also, I mean, they're fantastic. They're fantastic. I've seen clips. They're fantastic in it. And not just them. Shannon's great in it. Troy's great in it. Like, there's a lot of great performances in it.
So good.
I mean, Ashley made me cry just from singing. In the second game, the most recent game. And that's all I'll say. But it's so lovely.
Yeah.
And interesting story, there might not be a Pike Trickfoot without The Last of Us, because part of how everything all started was I got hired to work as sort of like a side voice director on the first game for for all the people that you murder mercilessly. Mm-hmm. Then I got brought, right? You were one of those people. I was one of those people. But I also spent a couple of sessions with Ashley. It was really the first time I'd ever met her or worked with her, getting her to die and gurgle blood and crawl and jump on things. It was her first time, I think she's mentioned this, her first time doing that kind of thing too. And it stemmed fast after that into us kind of becoming friends and then leading into the game.
Wow.
So Last of Us has a sort of docking in entry for Ashley Jenkins.
That is fantastic. I didn't know that.
Amazing.
I can't wait to never play it because I don't have enough time. But hey, side note, Marisha Ray.
Yes.
Did your cup just flash lights at me?
Oh, yeah. So this is, speaking of booty, this is my carpet safe quarantine sippy cup.
Okay.
And Matt, so Matt got a pack of light up LED ice cubes for an encounter in our Dungeons and Dragons game. In a
Did
passive.
He use them?
He had to use something else because he ordered this pack of ice cubes and they don't have a button to turn on. They're just water censored.
Oh.
They're like liquid sensors. So you just throw them on and then they just go. So we had like an industrial pack, like a 24 pack of disco light cubes. And now I'm using it. And I thought this was like a fun celebratory moment.
Are they one-time use and that's it? Or
no, can like wash it off. And I mean, I don't know, you probably don't want to keep, I don't know how much mold is probably seeped into this,
this ice cube,
but it's great.
Yeah,
it still works.
The alcohol kills it. I love that. I love that sippy cup that you got. The cup and lid reminds me of like
pineapple.
I was going to say like a pepper shaker at a Pizza Hut. Like,
sure. You know. I got this at Big Lots in a 4-pack. Fucking love Big Lots, you guys.
What you got there? What you got there? A Margie? Is that a Margie?
I made a double because I didn't know how long we were going to be going or how long I was going to wait.
No, you're smart. I'm almost out of wine. I should have poured more.
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Boy.
Oh, good boy. Times. What else do we talk about on this show? you know, it's all work, no play. Liam, Marisha, I know that you've been doing, Marisha especially, been doing work for the Critical Role a lot. Have you been doing other voiceover work from home? Liam, have you been doing anything from your new fancy booth?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing you ask Marisha you first. I'll let her answer
Marisha,
first.
Marisha, have you done any? You guys set up a little boothie at home as well.
We
right?
did. We set up a little boothie, and you know, of course, it was like a little bit got better over time.
Is it curtains hanging from rods? Is it solid walls? What are we are we dealing with?
So Matt has like a little tiny office that was also our VO booth that kind of always had stuff in it, but. Yeah, very similar to Liam. It was like, it was fine for auditions.
Sure.
It had some padding and whatnot. Decent mic, but didn't really need much more. But then with everything, we got Fernie pads and soundproofing fabric and walled it all off. And then got all the foam. And Matt spent this day gluing foam to foam board so that we weren't gluing all these little foam squares to our wall. We were
he's
doing
so
it more
crafty.
In like... He's very crafty. He's
You're
freakishly
both very
talented.
Crafty.
Yeah. I go to him. But yeah, he, glued all these things and we completely foamed it out and... Got a second monitor and a remote setup, and then I came in and I was like, it needs like cool LEDs, so I got an LED strip that you can like program, and so it has like cool vibes. And it's been great, and it's wild because I'm working more in VO because I have. Okay, also confession, I don't. Audition as frequently as I used to because I'm so busy with other stuff.
No, this is a real thing. Like,
yes, voiceover I know actors, Travis has this issue right now.
Voiceover actors have to audition constantly, like sometimes two or three auditions a day.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like for the Maryland lottery or some weird video game or
sometimes
like
the
an
game
industrial.
Will come in and say, here are 20 roles, and you could conceivably sit in your booth and do 20
roles. For two
roles.
Hours yeah. and do yeah. all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And at some point, it just.
Yeah, yeah.
At some
yeah.
point, it's like, well, I mean, maybe I'll just do the good ones. And then you're like, well, maybe I'll just do it on Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I kind of, you know, yeah. I do that. I kind of do the good ones when they come in. But then also it's been great because there's been a decent amount of studios that are like, we hear you have a good booth. Will you just read these lines right now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, okay. So that's nice because, you know, as an actor, love being handed work and sure. not having to audition for it. That's fucking great. Totally. But yeah, I've always also been a person who is fulfilled in many other ways. I enjoy creating, I enjoy producing. So, and I enjoy voice acting. I enjoy everything that I've done with it. But yeah, I'm happy with what I'm very, very busy with and happy with the voiceover roles that I'm still doing and still pursuing and that I have coming to me. But yeah.
We juggle a lot of plates now here in the Funhouse.
Yes.
A lot of plates. So we're just making room yes. for the things that matter to us most, which is a, you know, it's a blessing, total blessing.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Especially stuff at home and kids and doggies. They need doggies. Attention too. And
yes.
they need walkies.
Oh man, that dog yeah. has destroyed any sense of a reliable schedule I have though.
Oh no.
I can't keep track and my sleep is in the toilet. I am unrested because if we get up. Do you get up in the mm-hmm. night? You're the one who gets up in the night, right?
Who me?
Me?
No, I'm sorry, Marisha.
Oh. The puppy goodness.
Yeah, your dog is set, Sam.
Yeah, we Matt and I tag team pretty good. We tag team pretty good. We'll kind of every other night it, or if one of us is like not having it, you kind of just shove the other person and tell them to go. But
the every other night thing over quarantine time. Every other night has been sort of a mantra, just in many things, not just dog care, but it's like, I feel like one of us is sleeping 5 hours and the other is sleeping 7. And then the next night we flip and flip, flip and flip and flip. And, flip, and it's a lovely cadence. You know?
Do yeah. either of you couples ever occasionally simultaneously wake up and go, you stressed? Yeah. You? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
for
can't,
sure.
I can't honestly answer yes. No, I cannot honestly answer yes.
There's been a few nights that like the Omar alarm goes off and we'll then just like both get up and, mm-hmm. you know, and then there's a few times that I roll over and he's still awake and I'm like, oh no, you're still awake. And he's like, yeah. And then vice versa the other night. And yeah, you know.
There have been some fucking crazy lockdown dreams though, quarantine dreams. Oh
yes.
my god.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
insane.
Our brains are compensating.
Yeah.
We can't go places.
I dreamed I was a Secret Service agent 2 nights ago. I'm not gonna get into it.
Wow.
It was wild.
A current day Secret Service agent?
Yep.
Okay, say no more. Wow. That
was wild.
That's wild.
Yep.
They can go in 100 different directions.
Mm-hmm. Let your minds wander.
Wow. No, at the beginning of quarantine, there was like, I think the New York Times, I don't quote me. Someone put out a publication about why this is happening, the quarantine dreams.
Oh.
And it's mm-hmm. totally based in, I don't know, dream facts. Facts about dreams. The scientists said things, so
sure.
they must be right. I don't
sure.
know.
Sure. Dream facts.
Dream facts. Hashtag.
It's weird, though, because it's spelled F-A-X, and I don't really couldn't follow the argument. Well, man, we've covered a lot. We've covered dogs,
mm-hmm.
relaxation, injury.
Work, play.
Work,
yeah.
play.
Unpee.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered... dream facts.
Mm-hmm. This episode brought to you by DreamFacts.
By the way, my son asks me to recite him facts every night before bedtime. That's like our new story time. Instead of story time, he's like, hey, can you tell me some facts? So I've been looking up a lot of facts on my phone. The one I read him last night was the average person farts 14 times a day.
Ooh.
Just a little fact for you.
Okay.
Little dream fact.
We have giant, actually just like 3 hours ago, we have these giant books of facts and my daughter is going through them for like the 50th time, really. I'll take a picture and send it to you so you can order it. But just before I came over here, she said, do you know that a blue whale's heart is the size of a small car? So yeah. Now you know.
And that a human being can go swimming in a blue whale's veins.
Wow. I read that fact. Is that what your pool is like?
Yep.
When were these facts published? This is like repeat information from the 70s. I'm just curious.
To my 11-year-old, it's brand new.
Yeah, but that's I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. People also didn't know Pluto was there for a very long time. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to do some.
Where do you fall? Where do you fall? Is it planet or not? Planet or not?
It's not a planet.
Not a planet.
It is a. It's not a planet.
There's another thing out there
that is insensitive.
That is
hurt its feelings.
There's another Pluto-sized thing out there also that
doesn't count. Never heard. I wasn't taught about it in school.
Oh boy! You know, guys, I wish you both happiness and eternal good luck. Well, I wish Liam that. I don't have to wish Marisha that because with 1,000 origami cranes, that's what she already has. Because in Japanese folklore, when you're given 1,000 origami paper cranes, you are granted eternal good luck and happiness.
That's what it is. Yes. That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay. Yes.
It's not a holiday. It's a legend, and it's good fortune and luck.
Do you guys want to like a positive affirmation from the...
Yes, please.
Yes, from please. The,
okay. Are you going to break your lamp? This.
Every little bit helps.
Are you going to break this thing right now?
No, I don't break it.
Is it like a piñata?
You crash it open and then you reach in through the glass.
Hang on. Haven't opened it in a long time.
Travis wanted a cork pop.
This is...
Well...
Wow, this is just like the fireplace all over again, Marisha.
Just stop making promises. I haven't opened it in a long time.
We need to see this. We will stay on the air as long as it takes.
Could fill 3 more minutes with this. This is your workout for the week.
This is webby quality content.
Hang on. Right.
Did you just clapper that thing off?
I just unplugged it.
Oh, it sounded like you went clap off and it clapped off.
Is that an end slate? Did we just end the show?
I got it.
That's your cork pop for the episode. Hey!
Okay.
Wow. Reach in there. Whoa. I don't want the top crane.
Did someone have three to cranes fold down. This for you?
Yeah, so someone did all of these. Look how Holy gorgeous shit. That is.
That person should identify themselves in the chat if they are currently watching.
I agree.
And if they're not, just someone in chat take, you know, just claim that it was you. And no one's going to know.
Okay, wow. Does this one look good to you guys?
Looks like a little dragon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of a mottled rainbow pattern.
I hope this is a good little affirmation.
Wait, there's actual messages on them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're in the inside.
Oh my god.
They are all filled with like compliments and cute things.
Oh my god.
So that like triple the amount of effort. Hang on, this one's folded real good. I don't want to rip the message.
No. What if it's about our dogs?
What if it's...
Perfect. Okay, this is great for this one. Let go of stress.
Perfect.
In bed. That's nice. That is a definite universal advice for this period of our lives.
Yeah.
Let go. It doesn't matter.
Just like Elsa has taught us.
That's right.
Let it go.
Well,
a wonderful message to end on.
I hope that we three can meet in one of our local haunts again sometime soon and share a margarita in person. Yeah. Long overdue.
Yeah. I would love to drink a margarita with you guys out of a Pizza Hut pepper shaker.
Yeah.
I have three more.
Of course you do. You bought them in bulk. It's Big Lots.
Big Lots.
I love it. All right. Well, good night to you guys. Good night to the audience.
Good night, gang.
Don't forget to check in with each other. Say hi to your friends and family. And we're all in this globally together. We love you very much. Goodbye.
Love you all.
Are we fading out?
We're fade. Oh, this is a fade out?
Are we fading out? Like room, squiggles?
Oh, it's a slow fade. It's a 48 frame fade. Oh, no, what's that?
Hey, friends, this is Liam O'Brien. Thank you for listening to AWNP Unplugged. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider leaving us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It really helps us support the show and might even bring new listeners our way. Remember, you can watch AWNP Unplugged every other Tuesday on twitch.tv/Critical Role at 7 p.m. Pacific. Or stick with listening to the audio version of the show the following Tuesday, right here on the All Work No Play podcast feed. With all that said, thank you for hanging out. Stay connected, stay safe, and remember, friends, don't work too hard.